I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, we got a lot of dummies today, guys, so buckle up. The cops got a call from the Oklahoma State Fair over the weekend about a robbery at one of the stands. The victim told the cops the robber had a beard, he was wearing a white t-shirt, and he was carrying a big stuffed pink and white unicorn.
It's so fluffy, I'm gonna die!
Is that like the little girl from Minions?
Despicable Me, yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's so fluffy!
Yeah.
I love that movie. I never saw any. How many are there? Like two or three now?
Yeah. It's like the best, in my opinion.
Which one? The first one or all of them?
Just all. I love the Despicable Me series.
I got to get into it. I only saw the first one. But yeah, walking around there with a big fluffy white and purple unicorn and the beard and the t-shirt. I mean, pink unicorn, not hard to see. The cops went looking for the guy with the unicorn, and he wasn't too hard to find. The cops found him, 20-year-old Gregory Washington, and they arrested him right there on the spot. He was charged with robbery by force, possession of a firearm and commission of a felony, and concealing stolen property. If he didn't have a gun, do you think he would have went like down the range to like where they have like the BB gun thing and like taking that? Like, all right, give me the unicorn.
Yikes!
You guys ever go shoot like the star thing out at the state fairs?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, like where you get like the gun strapped in. It's like a little BB gun rifle, and you have to shoot the star target out, like a little piece of paper.
Oh yes.
Have you ever done that?
Oh no, I haven't done that.
Oh my gosh,
I'm not
so
a star
fun.
Boy.
You're not a star boy.
I'm a star boy.
It's so fun. Okay, another dummy of the day story. 23-year-old Jordan from Minnesota was arrested last week for drawing in wet cement. I've always wanted to do that.
Me too.
Have you done it?
No.
Okay, I haven't either. Well, don't listen to the story, Alex. Some construction workers were fixing a sidewalk last month, and Jordan drew two things in the cement. His name and some male genitalia.
Sweet.
A few of the construction workers spotted him and called the cops, and since Jordan's name was right there in the sidewalk, it was kind of hard for him to deny that he actually did it. The city decided to totally redo that section of sidewalk, and it wound up costing $13,000. That's your money hard at work right there. Like, they couldn't smooth it over. They're like, oh, let's just do it all over again. $13,000. So now Jordan is facing a felony charge of criminal damage to property, which could get him up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine, all for drawing in the wet cement.
Jordan, that's not what we do.
I never realized that was a crime, because like the apartment complex I used to live, I saw somebody put their name in the wet cement.
Yeah.
And like everybody I know, like at home, it's not a crime. If you do your own, you know, cement in your place, it's no big deal. But I've always wanted to do that.
Always.
All right, let's see here. 46-year-old Casey is currently serving 6 years for robbery at a jail near Cincinnati, and his wife, Candy, Casey and Candy, how sweet, recently tried to help him smuggle in a bunch of drugs. She went to visit him, and while she was there, he swallowed 4 of the meth balloons that she brought before a prison guard realized, wait a minute, what are you guys doing over there?
Love, true love.
Do you ever just think about how people do that? Because you hear people, they sneak stuff in jail through their body. Like, how do you even ingest, like, being a drug mule? Like, how do you put a balloon and swallow it in your body?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, we're about to, so I hope you're getting ready.
Talk about it.
Ugh.
Breakfast alert right here. Put your food down. So he swallowed 4 of them, and they caught him. When they saw that, they immediately put him in a cell, and he had to wait for 5 days to pass the balloons so they could collect the evidence. But this, no, don't even say gross, Alex. I haven't even got to the gross, like, don't eat food part right now. Are you ready for that part?
Yes.
Or do you want to eat your food real quick, and then we can finish this?
Just tell me.
Okay. Before they could collect the evidence, a few days later, he passed all 4 balloons. And then swallowed them a second time.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And no, he didn't wash them off first.
Stop.
I'm telling you what the police report says right here.
I'm gonna barf.
This guy is dedicated to what he does. So that's a whole new meaning for meth mouth right there. They waited another 4 days for that to eventually come out, and they were able to recover the balloons that time. Which, by the way, these are durable balloons.
Did they wait?
They did.
They're just waiting right
Like, waiting.
I see a balloon knot. It's coming out.
No. False alarm. That's just a balloon knot. Okay. He and his wife are both facing charges for drug possession and for smuggling drugs into prison. All right. Can I finish the dummy of the day with something less gross?
Yes.
Please.
Kind of funny, but kind of messed up, though, too. Nurses were removed from their positions at a Florida hospital. This happened after taking several photos calling newborn babies mini Satans. Did you see this story right here?
Yeah.
It was like, I think it was like a Snapchat or something like that.
Yeah, this chick was putting stuff on Snapchat. She was like making the babies flip off the camera and stuff.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
One of the photos posted on Snapchat shows the nurse flipping off some of the babies with the caption, quote, how I currently feel about these mini Satans.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
Another photo shows a nurse holding a newborn baby by the arms to make it dance to rap music, which I think is cute.
I'm totally cool with that. If I was the mom, I'd be like, yeah, do more of that, please.
I totally want to have a kid just so I can make them dance to like all the hit songs.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about that.
The hospital said the two will be investigated, but it's not known what charges they'll face at this time. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Authorities in Los Angeles say that actor Ryan Phillippe will not face criminal charges in the domestic violence case that resulted in a lawsuit being filed by a former girlfriend. Ryan Phillippe's publicist released a statement flatly denying the account. The statement said, as a staunch advocate for the health, well-being, and equality of women, Ryan is completely devastated that these false allegations have been made and circulated. Kim Kardashian recently talked about how she cheated in high school.
I used to cheat on all of my tests, and we would wear uniforms, so I'd wear this little skirt. I would flip up the skirt and write all of the answers in, like, washable ink. And what is the teacher going to do, ask you to lift up your skirt? Like, sexual harassment.
Kind of epic. Jada Pinkett Smith slammed Leah Remini's claims that she's a Scientologist. She said, I am not a Scientologist. I practice human kindness, and I believe that we each have the right to determine what we are and what we are not. No one else can hold that power.
They're practicing something weird. Like, look at how their kids are and all the stuff. Like,
well, I was thinking the same thing. I was like if we need any proof that there's some weird stuff going on in that household, it's through their kids.
Your kids.
Billy Bush and his wife Sydney Davis split after nearly 20 years together. The TV host and Davis got married in April 1998 and have three daughters together. The breakup comes nearly 1 year after the leak of Bush's infamous Access Hollywood tape from 2004, in which Donald Trump bragged to him about flirting with a married woman, later identified as Bush's co-host Nancy O'Dell. Aaron Paul is going to be a dad. The Breaking Bad star and wife Lauren are expecting their first child together.
First, I thought to myself, hell yeah, bitch.
The actor tweeted the good news, writing, hey everyone, look what I did. Words can't express how excited I am that this little one has entered our lives. Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle site, Goop, is selling psychic vampire repellent.
What's the site called?
Goop.
Okay.
For only $30, you get a 3.4-ounce bottle of The Mist, which, quote, uses a combination of gem healing and deeply aromatic therapeutic oils. It's not really for the blood-sucking kind of vampires. Instead, it's used to, quote, banish bad vibes and shield you from the people who may be causing them. But the label literally says vampire repellent. So, I mean, believe what you will. And Marilyn Manson revealed Justin Bieber texted him after he called Justin a piece of blank.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Last week, Manson revealed Bieber once told him he made the shock rocker relevant again with its repurposed Manson t-shirts. He said Justin texted him and it read, I thought we had a pretty pleasant interaction. Also, if anything wasn't squared away with the t-shirts, I'm so sorry. Anyways, regardless, it kind of stung seeing that I came off as an a-hole or even just was an a-hole. I'm sorry. Justin also said, honestly, I totally thought we hit it off. Again, my bad. If I was an a-hole, that wasn't my intention. I just want you to know that. Manson responded saying the two are cool.
We're cool, bro.
That is the garbage.
Not even a weekend. Still got that new smell moving into our new place. I live in Broad Ripple, and I had an interaction last night for the first time with a neighbor.
Who was it?
It was a woman, and then I think her boyfriend or husband. But I guess interaction may not be the right word here. I was pulling up, getting out of my car, and that's the process of just getting out of it. But I just got home from my previous apartment. My wife and I were cleaning that for about 3 hours, so it was about like 7:30, 8 o'clock last night, and I'm getting out of my car, and they're staring at me like, who the hell is this? Like, very, like, investigative eyes. Like,
okay.
And then, like, I'm like, are you mad at me? Like, do you not like somebody else that drives, like, my car? Like, what is, am I not allowed to park here? What is it? And I was parking in front of our place.
Did you introduce yourself?
No, because as soon as I get out of the car, they scamper inside and go.
What?
So, like, yeah, they went right, because they were looking directly at me, like, making eye contact. And then they went inside. So I'm like, okay. So I took the rest of the stuff inside. I brought in dinner, and then Lindsay and I just had dinner and watched Netflix, and then eventually went to bed. But I'm wondering, though, like, what do you do? Like, I haven't had, I think if you have apartment neighbors, that doesn't count. Like, you don't go, hi, I'm Joe. This is my wife, Lindsay. We're in apartment 1A. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you
hi,
don't.
I'm Joe. This is Lindsay. You know, like, but I think when you have real neighbors, which it's been a while since I've been a kid, I've always lived since an adult as in an apartment and stuff like that. So I feel like, is this where I go now and I start introducing myself to the neighborhood? And
yeah, bring a bottle of wine.
Wait. Okay, I have to take wine to people?
Well, some sort of gift, I would, right?
Yeah, give him some of those ice cream sandwiches he found in the
freezer. They're gone.
Gross.
And that Luigi's ice shavings are almost gone, too. I got like
my
two of those left.
My mom always does homemade baked goods and then walks around and brings them all to like little banana breads or something and brings them to all the neighbors.
Okay, and that's what I was wondering. I thought maybe I had it flipped because I told Lindsay, I'm like, oh, I bet we'll get some cookies soon. Aren't people supposed to bring you stuff because you're the new neighbor?
Yeah, I think so. No, you're supposed to bring them stuff.
Are you? Because, yeah, I mean, obviously it looks good if you come to the new place and you say, hey, here's some chocolate chip cookies I made, or here's some banana nut bread. But I thought back in the day people came over like, hi, welcome to the neighborhood.
I think it could go either way.
Yeah,
but
I can see it both ways. I mean, they should be welcoming you because, you know, you're new to the neighborhood. And the other way, you're invading their land. They've been there the whole time.
Yeah,
you're
like
invading
I'm,
their territory.
I'm brand new squatting right there on that property. I mean, like, what would you guys think if you guys were neighbors and I moved in? Would you want me to, like, come bring you something? Because you're, like, a foodophobe, like a germaphobe. Would you take it?
If somebody brings me homemade snacks or baked goods, I'm, like, throwing it away.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Ooh, these smell so good. I can't wait to eat them. Trash.
Garbage.
That's why I said bring wine.
Okay. Or beer, something that's bottled right
Unless
there.
Unless they're staunch. I wouldn't do beer. That looks trashy. You need to
How
champagne
is that trashy?
Or wine.
Craft beer.
I'm in Broad Ripple. People love themselves some beer.
I'm telling you right now, no, not beer.
Wait, then it goes by class with the wine, because if you buy it like $3 chuck Franzia? Or whatever.
Am I getting Franzia for everybody?
No.
Andre.
Cupcake.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Candace. I listen to you guys every morning. You guys are awesome.
Hey, thank you. We just had a call saying they never listen and we suck, so this is a good balance. Candace, what do you think? Should I go, like, make cookies for the neighbors? Or are they going to have to hook me up?
Okay, well, maybe I'm an overly friendly person, because when I moved into my apartment last year, I went and I introduced myself to the neighbors, because I have a 5-year-old son and we're kind of loud. So I wanted to let them know, you know, if we're ever bothering you, feel free to come knock on our door. You're not going to bother us at all. And just to kind of be friendly. So maybe that's just me, but I always think it's nice to introduce yourself when you move into a neighborhood. I don't think you necessarily have to bring anything, but I do think it's good to introduce yourself to your neighbors and just get to know people, because, like, that's how you make sure that people are watching out for your stuff.
Candace,
and you can watch out for other people, too.
I'm notoriously cheap, and a great value you can get usually at McDonald's is like a cheeseburger for like 99 cents, I believe, or on Wednesdays. I think they're even cheaper. What would you think if you were my neighbor and I brought over a couple of cheeseburgers, like they were wrapped up, fresh?
Well, I like food, so I'm never going to be mad at somebody bringing me food.
That is gross.
I appreciate it, Candace. So Candace is saying go there and say hi to everybody.
I can imagine somebody bringing Alex a wrapped cheeseburger from that yellow wrapping from McDonald's.
I'd get out my gun and I'd be like, leave my property.
Oh, wait, but what about nuggets? So that's a different story.
No, I don't want fast food from anyone. First of all, it's always cold unless you eat it literally immediately from the drive-thru. So by the time, even if you go to the drive-thru and then drive straight home, it's going to be cold by the time you give it to your neighbor.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mark. Good morning.
Hey, Mark. Good morning to you. What would you do in my situation? Should I go say hi to the neighborhood or what?
I'll throw a little twist on this for you. Number one, you find out when the Colts are playing that are going to be on television, and you go easy on yourself. Buy a bunch of chips, dips, and soda. Walk around and invite them all to come over. Usually people won't stay for the whole game, but it gives you a chance to welcome, you know, get to know them better.
Yeah, they'll stay for the first quarter till it's a blowout, then we'll call it a day. No, actually it was close this weekend.
Yeah, that's because the other team played terrible. Come on, be realistic.
I'm trying to.
But I am realistic. Let me tell you something. This is a whole other side conversation. But you know why we're not doing well with this team?
She's going to say it.
Because there is not one hot player on the Colts. I mean, what is going on with the recruitment?
Andrew Luck's going to be playing eventually. He's just injured right now.
I don't think he's cute. He's not. He's a good player. He's not cute. We need cute players. That's why people come out in droves to support these NFL teams when there's some hot guys that they can cheer for. Listen, I'm not a sports person, but I'll go to a game if there's a hot guy on the team, and there isn't one.
You think because you're not at the Colts game, that's why they're not winning?
No, but I think as a whole, a lot of people aren't going to games because there's no hot players to cheer for, and so the team maybe feels a little sad, like, man, there's not a lot of fans here to watch us play. The people on the recruitment side of the Colts need to get on it, picking some hotter people. I mean, oh my goodness, Eric Decker was a free agent or whatever you call that not very long ago before the Titans picked him up. We could have gotten Eric Decker!
Yeah, but the Titans aren't doing so hot either, but that was Football Talk with Alex.
Sports with Alex.
On the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who's this?
This is Katie.
Hey, Katie, you'll be the last one here. Any advice I should do with the new neighborhood that I'm in?
I just think that the proper etiquette is that people welcome you to the neighborhood. However, I find that that's not happening anymore. So I don't think you need to go around and introduce yourself unless you want to and bring gifts. I mean, it may be nice to go and introduce yourself, but I don't think you need to bring them anything. I think they're supposed to welcome you to the neighborhood.
All right, cool. Well, hey, if anybody's listening right now and you have a new neighbor in the Broad Ripple area, I don't want to say my exact street address.
Why not?
Say it.
Because I don't want people randomly coming to my house.
Wait, don't you want to meet the people? You said you want to meet the people.
Dude, out of anybody, I am the most like people person. I love meeting listeners and hanging out with them. Mm. But I'm not just going to have people come to my house randomly.
Joe, you can get some free cheeseburgers out of this.
Here, I'll give your address. It's 123 Sesame Street.
Can you tell me how to get
to Joe's house?
No, I retract that address immediately. But if you have new neighbors, maybe bring some gin by, maybe bring some tonic, maybe like a hot and ready, because if it is me, I'd really like all that.
You've only got a few days. After that, it becomes really awkward for the whole term of the lease.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, if I'm 3 or 4 days in, like, if I don't have anything like a weekend, it's like...
Yeah, if you didn't say hi the first 3 times, it's awkward AF.
Ooh, right. What if your neighbors ran away when they saw you pull up because they knew who you are because they hate the show? And so they're like, oh, great!
Oh, great. I bet Alex is with them in that car, too. Great. There we go. Let's play a little catchphrase. Alex, would you like to go first or second today?
I'll go first.
Okay, then I'll let you pick a number 1 to 4, and you can figure out who's going to be your possible teammate this morning. What line should I go to, Alex?
Lucky number 3. That's my lucky number.
Okay. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
It's Chris.
Chris, what's up, man? You are on the Joe and Alex Show, and you are going to be on team Alex or Joe. Which one do you want to be on?
I'll take Alex.
All right.
Let me lock that in there. Alex and Chris on line numero 3. And then let's go to my favorite number, number 1, because I'm about to beat. Oh, crap. I just hung up on Chris. Sorry about that, Chris.
Oh, Joe.
He's cheating.
Why do you think I'm cheating? I didn't mean to.
Because you heard it was my lucky number and you got scared.
I'm sorry about that. You want me to pick up 3 again in a second?
No, let's do number 1.
All right. Well, I have number 1 now. What you want, Sabrina, do you want to be on team Joe or Alex?
I'm going to go with team Joe.
Okay. See, Sabrina's there. I'm sorry. So I have line number 1 now, Alex. I can't help it.
Oh.
But I'll pick up line 3 if you want.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This Chris. I got disconnected.
Sorry. Yeah, Chris, you got to make sure you don't hang up like that, okay?
It was Joe's fault, not yours.
I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. All right.
What, are you going to hang up on him again, Joe, huh?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. Chris, are you there?
Joe!
I didn't. I muted the phone. Sorry, I had fat fingers. I got a little excited. Okay, this is simple. Alex will go first, then me and Serena will go second. Once we start the catchphrase clock, you just got to guess your butt off right there. And the other person that's not playing, make sure you're quiet in the background. Producer MYK will be the final judge. You can only skip 1 time. So with that being said, are we ready to begin?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Alex and Chris, you're up in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, this is a game that you hit a ball on a blank course.
Baseball?
No. Green grass? Old men?
Golf.
Yes. Whenever you ruin something, you blank it.
Destroy it.
Yes. This is working on the blank, sweaty men.
What?
trains are on it.
Track. Railroad.
Yes. Jason Derulo is riding blank when you...
Riding dirty?
No. Whenever you go to something alone.
Solo.
Yes. Chris, you're Blake. You're not helping at all. You're this.
Terrible.
Bad. Another word.
Not good.
You don't help. You're not helping.
Worthless.
Useless.
Useless.
Damn, Chris. That's you have self-esteem issues.
No kidding. How mean are you going to be to yourself?
Good. I'm bad.
A failure. A waste of space.
Okay. So
it was useless, and Alex and Chris had 4 points.
Not very good, but
just
that's all right.
Just 4 points?
It's because at first he was my lucky number, and then you hung up on him, so you ruined my good juju.
But he's back again.
Shook him up.
Yeah, you got him back, though. That's a terrible excuse. All right. Are you ready here, Sabrina, to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, and go. It's a type of cereal, blank brand. It's
radio, boombox.
No. Type of cereal.
Oh, cereal. Cocoa Puffs.
No. Blank. Listen. Blank brand. It's like those little dancing things, California. This where like they drop.
Quaker?
No, skip. It's something that like shoes have. This it sticks, and then you can rip it off. It sticks again. Something that holds stuff together.
Velcro.
Yes. Okay. You have a bat. You hit a home run. What sport is this?
Baseball.
Yep. Okay. When you don't have an electric guitar, you have a what kind of guitar? Like where there's no
acoustic.
Yep. Okay. If you got a group of people you're hanging out together, it's a group begins with a
squad.
No, something like that. Like, what is it? It's me and my...
Buds?
No. Keep
Posse?
On guessing. Yes. Okay. You give this to a girl.
Are we tied?
Ooh, we've got ourselves a tie.
Shake your bodies on the mic.
We are going into overtime, and in overtime, it is a timed... thing. Here we go. I'm handing you guys the new words.
Chris, don't be useless this time, okay?
All right, you ready to go, Chris and Alex?
Whoever gets the most right in the least amount of time. Alex is going first again. Let me set my clock. All right, we are ready to go, Joe.
All right, in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay.
Monkey.
This is what you put on the floor of a house.
Wood.
Don't wipe your dirty feet on
carpet.
Mine.
Yes. He's blank. He wants it all for himself.
Selfish.
Another word.
Stingy.
Scrooge.
Cheap.
No, he doesn't want to give up things. He wants I don't know.
Greedy.
Yes. Okay, a blank party for girls when they all sleep over.
Slumber.
Yes, and this is a weird word for sex, I think.
Love?
No. No, it's like what old ladies say. Those two were doing blank or having...
The dirty?
No.
The naughty?
It's a weird word. It's like super proper. It's coitus.
I don't know.
Coitus. It was coitus.
Coitus.
4 points for Alex and Chris.
You're useless, Chris! You're terrible!
And
he said love.
Greedy was the other word.
All right.
Alex
I got greedy.
4 points right. In 36 seconds. Go, Joe.
Okay, you ready, Sabrina?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, go. You do this outdoors. You take a trailer. You set up like a tent.
Camping.
Yes, okay. It's a strip club. Actually, something like that. It's when you remember something like it's happened before. This is totally... it's what? Like
deja vu.
Yes, okay. Quit crying. Quit your...
baby. Whining.
Okay, without the end part on it. Just say the word without.
Wine.
Yep, okay. If something has a chance of happening, happening, you can say that there is a what of it.
A great chance.
What's another word describing like a chance happening? Skip it. I'm skipping it. Your garbage is what? Like you take it outside, like take out the...
trash.
Okay, America, we have... what do we celebrate? Like our country has what? Like if you live here, you get to have this type of thing.
Independence Day?
No, but like what is that called? Like you can do whatever you want. You have what?
Freedom.
Yes, okay. Did we do it?
5 points for Joe and Sabrina. Joe!
Yeah! How you feeling this morning, Sabrina?
I feel good.
Good. I got to be honest, that was kind of a rough game of catchphrase there, everybody.
Chris, if only you would have gotten coitus.
I like Chris's answer of love. That was his answer. Strange thing for a love. All right, Chris, man, thank you for being on the Joe and Alex show. No prize for you, but Sabrina, congratulations. You won passes to The Kingsman, The Golden Circle. It's going on tomorrow night, the premiere, 7 o'clock at the IMAX. It's at the Indiana State Museum. It's Indy's largest screen, and it's the first showing of the movie, so that's pretty darn cool. Liv the Web Girl, kind of new here to the Joe and Alex show, been here about 3 weeks, and what I've learned from you is that there's two different sides to you. There's like Liv here on the air, like all fun and nice and sweet. Then there's like Liv raging at a party. Where were you last weekend?
I was at the University of Louisville. That's my alma mater, and it was college game day.
So like the big college football things going out there.
They have,
the TV crew. Like people line up really early for that too, don't they?
Yeah. So people got there around like 4 a.m.
Dang.
Started lining up. Yeah, it's
that
wild.
Early? Would you have gotten that early?
It is crazy. That town is a huge party town, and and sports in Louisville is unlike anything you've ever seen. Like people are so crazy about U of L and UK too, but definitely U of L for
sure. Yeah, I've woken up at 2 a.m. to get ready for tailgate.
Oh gosh, if I got up at 4 o'clock, I would be asleep by like I don't know 9 a.m. I would totally be down. It's terrible. So, all right. So what went down? Like it kicked off early in the morning. What happened?
Okay, so I went there and everyone was up way earlier than I was. Me and my friends went kind of late, but a lot of the kids like actually still in college got up way earlier.
Okay.
So I just did a walkthrough to the Greek tailgate just to see some of like my old friends and stuff, some of my younger friends. And I literally saw a girl laying down on like a card table, like willingly, like she was like awake and everything. And guys were snorting Adderall off of her butt cheek, like
what?
Booty cheek.
She pulled
her jean shorts up. And I was just like, it is daylight. It is like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Baby,
outside. What you doing, girlfriend? Pull those shorts down.
Is that like the poor man's cocaine? Like, we don't got any coke, but I got some Adderall. We can do some lines off her butt.
College kids love Adderall for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, it is a big thing.
Well, because everyone's prescribed.
It's well, right.
Easy.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a big deal.
So you're there out in public seeing people doing lines of Adderall for some girl's butt. Did she have a nice butt at least?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
It was
a
good booty.
Was there anything else that you saw? I mean, that's right. That's pretty crazy right there. Or is like that? Was that the craziest thing you saw?
I mean, everything else is pretty standard, what you would expect. Like people making out, people getting frisky. Like
really? There were people having sex at the tailgate?
Not having sex, but definitely like making out. Like
aggressively?
Oh, yeah. Like way too aggressively for daylight. But whatever.
It always amazes me when you hear stories about people that actually are hooking up like in public or like at a ballpark or different things. I'm like, you're like that confident in yourself?
Remember one time we did a topic of where were you conceived? And
yes.
That woman called in and said, well, I don't know where I was conceived, but my husband and I conceived our child. My husband loves the Minions and wanted to have sex during the Minions in the movie theater.
Which is creepy. It's so creepy because there's kids there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can see like you're at home on like DVD watching the Minions and that gets you off. But oh.
They were in the top row getting it on.
317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Want to know what's the craziest thing that you saw at a party? I also want to talk to producer MYK coming up because he's been all over the place. And he shared some stories. I don't know if he's taking them on air or not, but I know he's been to some crazy parties and seen some crazy things.
He's the craziest of all.
The only thing I can think of like that I've seen that was crazy was actually something that I did. And I was alcohol was involved. I was really, really drunk.
You were the crazy person?
Yeah. She was my girlfriend, and my friends, like 40 of us, had a little get-together. We had the Beer Olympics, so we did drinking games all day long and had different teams. The night ends. My girlfriend at the time and I are in a lake, and we end up hooking up in the lake.
Ew, gross.
I'm not proud of it. I'm just telling you, like, something like, crazy that happened at a party, and, like, all my friends saw it. I didn't realize you could see us out in the lake.
Ew. See, I'm so weirded out by people that, like, just, like, get it on in bodies of water because I just feel like some kind of like sea creature is gonna crawl up your snatch. Like,
oh,
I'm just convinced like you're gonna have some weird stuff get up there.
All right, 317-239-1009. What's the craziest thing that you've seen at a party? We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web World is talking about a weird thing she saw at like a tailgate. So we're wondering what's the craziest thing you saw at a party. 317-239-1009. She saw like for the college game day for the Louisville game this past Saturday, people were like surrounding a girl. She was like laying on a table, like her butt up, and they did lines of Adderall. Oh my god! Like, did like were there no police or anything around? Like, like what's going on? Like nobody's just walking by doing anything. Like, oh, it's just a booty hanging out. No big deal.
I'm trying to post this on Facebook so you can comment if you can't call us
with
right now.
With the girl's butt?
No, oh. But it is a picture of Liv tailgating. But I can't figure out, how do you spell Adderall? I know not to ask you. I'm going to have to Google it.
Why would you not ask me how to spell Adderall?
Just, where's your purse at, Alex? Just look in your, look at your pill bottle.
What does your friend's pill bottle
I've never
say?
Taken, oh, it's Adderall. Okay, I've never taken Adderall. I did. Okay, here's a funny story about me with drugs, though, is that a couple months ago, which we should have talked about on the air, but Joe was freaking the heck out, like literally sweating, because I had just gone through my breakup with the carpenter, and I had very high anxiety.
You self-medicated and popped pills.
And so I had a little bit of Xanax, and I had Xanax prescribed because I had like my heart was real jittery or something like at one point, and so I had been prescribed for like a little bit of Xanax, and I had saved it in case I ever really needed it, because I'm not somebody that takes it regularly. And so I was supposed to take one, but since I'm not a regular Xanax taker, I took two while we were doing the show, and I was like, guys,
Alex,
I just took two Xanax.
It was the best show ever, by the way.
Alex came in. She was like freaking out, like she was tripping. I thought she was high. She kind of was off of that, and she's like, I just took two. I'm only supposed to take a half. And then she started crying. Like, just, I mean, Alex cries all the time, though, but you were like, happy cry. I don't. And I was like, are you okay? And you even said you were freaking out.
Well, I didn't know. I was like, what is this going to do to me? Because I weigh 98 pounds soaking wet, and I'm 5'4", and you know, I'm so weird. I won't even take like too much like ibuprofen because I'm terrified of accidentally overdosing and dying. And so I was like, oh my gosh, what if I'm going to die? Because I accidentally took too much Xanax. And we should have talked about it on the air, but Joe was so nervous that
he was shook
because he was like, the show is gonna be horrible today.
317-239-1009. Ashley is on the Joe and Alex show. What's the craziest thing you've seen at a party, Ashley?
So I've seen this guy. It's long story short, he was humping a dog.
What?
Whoa! I know.
Like as a joke or for pleasure?
So I'll tell you. I went. It was an IU party. And there's a little house party at the bottom of campus. And you know, everybody went. There was alcohol and there was drugs and stuff. So you know, I'm drinking my alcohol, perfectly fine. I look over and there's one of the football players is like huddled in the corner. And I'm like, what has he got there? And then he turns around and it's the little house. Like whoever owns the house, they have this little poodle dog, and he's like holding it up to his junk and like humping the dog.
Wait.
Ew.
Was his pants pulled down?
And so he had on like boxers. His jeans were pulled down, but he had on boxers. So you could tell, like you could see his, you know, his erection, and the dog's just like sitting there while he's being held up, being pounded up against his junk. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
He was really like screwing the pooch then. Okay, hey, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show. You can also tweet us Joe and Alex show on Twitter, and you can hit us up to Instagram. What are we getting here, Live the Web Girl?
Will said, this summer I saw people having sex at a thermal bath party in Budapest. Everyone was watching and throwing stuff at them.
Let's talk to Ashlyn on the Joe and Alex show. Ashlyn, what did you see?
So it was an after prom type of party. So we all hung out, got really drunk around a campfire, and then went inside the house and crashed in different rooms. But it was literally like open house. So the only thing separating us all was a door, you know, with individual doors or doorways. And we were all having very loud sex. And so it was pretty much like an orgy because I walk out of our room when I was finished with my date and I walk into other couples like having sex, and so it was kind of like awkward, but it was really crazy.
Ew. Wait, did you say prom? Like high school?
Yeah.
What?
What high school did you go to?
I went to Franklin.
All right.
Okay, shout out to Franklin.
Shout out to Freaky Franklin out there getting your stuff on. Wow. I couldn't even have sex in high school. Here's Ashlyn with an orgy.
I will say that I did go to a party one time. I just remembered, and this girl was crying because she was trying drunkenly to fit her entire index finger in her belly button.
317-239-1009. I did not know where that was going to go. 317-239-1009. I want to hear from producer MYK and, about this in just one second, because I know he's seen some crazy stuff. But a few more calls and social media. Craziest thing that you've seen at a party. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show up on Twitter if you want to let us know. Let's go to line number one real quick. Get it started with Nicole on the Joe and Alex Show. You saw something crazy at a party. Describe it to us. Like, what happened?
Well, myself and some friends had a house party at my uncle's house while he was out of town. And my friend and her boyfriend, you know, did the nasty.
Okay.
And in the morning, when she got up for work, she had his you-know-what in his hair.
Hair gel?
And,
hair gel.
Did not take a shower and went to work at On the Border in Greenwood.
Oh!
With it in her hair.
Did she not know?
Yeah, she knew.
Oh,
this
my
was like
gosh.
About 12 years ago?
It's like Something About Mary.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
Wow, Nicole.
Absolutely.
That is crazy. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show and sharing that. Producer MYK, putting you on the spot. You've seen some crazy stuff in your day. I think you shared a story. Did you share the story on air before about the whip thing at a club?
Yeah, somebody was duct taped to a wall and then their breasts were cut out and some the dominatrix or the person in charge, it was a dude, put the clips right there on the nips and like went across the room and like smacked them both down like two fell swoops, knocked both clips off like Indiana Jones.
With a whip?
With a whip, yeah, all the way across the room, yeah.
Whoa.
Saw the whip, didn't see no nae-nae.
Yeah,
but
I think you win.
That would be pretty cool, and it wouldn't even be that gross.
And there's like a bunch of other stuff I can't talk about on the radio, but as Liv the Web Girl said, you know, I've seen people snort things off of other people's body parts. I've seen so many like weird things that I've seen. Yeah,
I live such like a boring like normal life. Like I saw somebody throw up before in the living room. Like that's my crazy party story. Like something I saw.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about a lot of my friends, but it's like Scarface parties where there's just like a bunch of powder everywhere.
I'm in love with the cocoa. Live the Web Girl. Everything we do today is about Live the Web Girl. Live the Web Girl is now living on her own. Is that right? For the first time, Liv, you're actually out there on your own?
Yes, very, very first time.
That's got to be pretty cool, right? To be independent and doing your own thing?
Yeah, I like it. It's a little scary, but I like it.
But what you told us yesterday that you've been dealing with and like your thought process, you're trying to figure out, do I do this? Do I do that? Can you explain to everybody, like, you're going to go without this so you can have this? Because I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, so my apartment complex was built in the 40s, so they don't have, like, air conditioning.
Throwback.
Yeah. So they suggest to everyone to buy an air conditioning unit, but I'm actually going without one.
Why?
So
because it's 90 degrees this week.
Yeah. It's pretty hot, but I'm going without one because it adds like $20 or $30 every month to your electric bill.
What?
And I'd rather have like $20 or $30 to buy clothes.
Millennials. Millennials.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, it's
comfort?
Really hot.
I would never come over to somebody's apartment that didn't have air conditioning or like something to keep it cool. Like if they could afford it and they didn't, like I'm the cheapest person you'll ever meet. I always try to save money, but I'm going to pay that extra money for an air conditioner, like a wall unit or a window unit.
No way I would ever go without air. I have foregone other basic needs so that I could buy clothes, especially when I was first starting in radio and made no money. So like I remember whenever I first started in radio, like only eating like peanut butter on crackers for a week in between checks because I wanted to get like a $200 New Year's Eve dress.
You still do that though?
No, like I don't. I mean, but I just remember doing that stuff. So I would eat, you know, basically nothing for a week. I would go without food, but air, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little uncomfortable. I woke up like three different times last night because it was so hot.
Dude,
but
why?
That's miserable.
I mean, yeah, but I just really, really enjoy shopping and being able to like buy clothes. I have a problem.
What is $20 or $30 going to buy you clothing wise? Like part of a dress?
Okay, I'm a cheap when it comes. Like I shop at Forever 21 and you can get a ton of bang for your buck for like $20, even if it's just like accessories.
See, I can't stand Forever 21 anymore because every time I pick up something cute, it says something like Daddy's Girl or Moody or something on the freaking back of the jacket. I'm like, why can't this just be a plain normal jacket every time?
Producer MYK, I got to assume I know your answer, but what about you? Would you do that? Would you scrimp on not paying to have an air conditioner?
I feel that Live the Web Girl is worth the $20. Just pay the $20 or whatever. You're barely even home. You're working like 27 jobs. You deserve air conditioning when you get home.
Yeah, but I would rather, like, any extra money I can get to put towards, like, buying new clothes or accessories, I'll do that above, like, paying for air.
Is some of this air conditioning money also going towards alcohol so you can go out on the weekends?
Okay, here's the thing. Maybe a little bit, but I don't drink. I don't think I drink as much, but I think maybe I just don't drink as much compared to what I was drinking when I was actually in school.
You're a girl. You got boobs. Guys will buy you drinks for free all weekend long.
But I think in my experience, typically you got to buy yourself the first drink so you're holding a drink, and then that's when the guys will be like, want me to buy you a drink. Like, you got to pay for the first one at least.
All right, 317-239-1009. Maybe Liv is just out here on her own little island. Feel it, hot, hot, hot. But did anybody else go without this so you could have that? Like, Alex went like a week or two eating peanut butter sandwiches so she could get a $200 dress. How many times did you wear that dress?
Twice.
Okay. So you got some use out of it then, more than one time.
$100 a night.
No kidding. That's some expensive formal.
Yeah,
right
I learned
there.
My lesson after that. I started using Rent the Runway, which is amazing. That's what you need to use, Liv. That is literally like a life-changing website.
I'm not going to like formals anytime soon, though.
Well, that's true.
317-239-1009. You can also tweet us right now, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. What did you go without? You're like, I went without this so I could get this. Feel it hot, hot, hot. Live the Web Girl blew my mind, and then everybody else agreed. It wasn't just the fat guy that sweats all the time. She's like, yeah, guys, there's no AC in my place, but you can get like a wall unit you put in your window or something. I'm not going to go get one of those. I'm going to save the money so I can go buy shirts or maybe get some, you know, money for alcohol on the weekend. I was like, you're going to go without that for that?
Epic.
317-239-1009. I want to hear what you went without for something else. And also, you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl, what do we got?
Chelsea said she went without using a gas heater an entire winter to go on spring break. Hashtag no shame.
That's Whoa. Impressive. That's very impressive. I don't know if I could do... Well, I could probably do winter because you could always wear layers. But when you're hot and sweating, like Liv said she was up 3 times last night, just like, oh, it's so hot. No way. That's miserable. I could be an icicle, though. Victoria on the Joan Alex Show. What did you go without for something else?
So for 6.5 months, I went without my cell phone and air conditioning for 2 months of that six to get my car. And it wasn't even like a good car. It was like a POS.
What year was this?
This was last year, and I just turned 21,
no.
So you can imagine.
I was thinking, if you're going out with your phone, you got to be like 45 years old. I can't believe it. I can't
last
believe
year.
What kind of car did you end up getting, even though it's a POS?
I ended up getting a 1996 Honda.
Dang.
So it's the same age as me. So.
Throwback.
Good for you.
That's cool, though.
Wildly impressive.
You're what's right with the world. People sacrificing to get what they need.
Well, I needed it, but I actually had a car. I just didn't want that specific car anymore because it was just as equally as horrible. So I could have gone without everything and just, like, got my air conditioning back because I had just moved out and everything like that. But I knew that I wanted it, so I did the same thing that Liv is doing. I was just saving everything as much as I could. But with the air conditioning, it was just too hot at night. So I literally unplugged everything, like, from my walls all the time. And I didn't use my heat a lot during the winter or anything like that. And it was just atrocious at night. I would wake up all night long.
Bless
so I had
heart.
To cave.
Gosh, I could not handle that. Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's talk to, is this Tara?
Hi.
Hey, what's up with you? What did you go without for something else?
I went 2 to 3 weeks without washing my hair.
Okay.
Is that a long
no.
time for women? Like, because I don't have any hair.
That I couldn't handle that.
Well, the type of hair that I have ethnic hair, so it's easier for me to do that. Because I don't have to wash my hair every day.
What'd you do, braid it?
I don't have to wash my hair every week. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I braided it, you know. I put leave-in conditioner in it so it wouldn't get so dry and crunchy and crap. And
why'd
tangly.
You do it?
because I needed gas money. My shampoo is, like, really expensive. My shampoo was, like, $7 a bottle.
Whoa.
And I'm, like, really, really cheap. But, like, I had to buy the shampoo and the conditioner, you know, at the same time, you know, so I can get the results that I want.
Holy
so,
crap.
Yeah, like, after taxes, it's, like, $16.
If
and I'm
I
like,
had
okay.
ethnic hair, I would totally rock long braids. For like yeah. forever, and then when you do have your hair braided, how long? I mean, you really can go a really long time without washing it, right?
Yeah, I can go a really long time without washing it, but you know, like ethnic people, we have the apple cider vinegar. We can use apple cider vinegar and something else mixed together, and just kind of rub it on our scalp and like keep it clean.
Man.
We don't technically have to like wash our hair, but we can just keep our scalps clean, and that's what I did. I'm not lying. Like, my inventory for shampoo and conditioners and creams and stuff for my hair equals about, like, $30.
Yeah, no way. That's one thing about me being white is my hair gets so oily. I mean, I have to wash my hair daily or it's gross.
Alex bumped into me the other day with her hair, and I was like, oh, gosh, I had to wring it off of me.
That did not happen.
It was so oily. I was like one of those little poor, like, you know, like a little birds or like a penguin, like when there's an oil spill.
Whatever.
But, yeah, I did because I needed gas money, and I didn't get paid until, like, the following, you know, week or whatever.
Yeah.
And like it takes like $20. Well, when gas was cheaper, it was taking about $20 to fill my mom's stuff.
Ooh.
All right, so now we know. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Live the Web Girl, what else we got here on our social media this morning?
Ada says she went without AC in 105 degree weather in Costa Rica so I could eat tacos and drink margaritas.
No way. I went to Costa Rica. I've been there a couple times on vacation. It's a beautiful place, but it is so freaking hot. Feel it hot, hot, hot. I would skip tacos. I just would do it. Or I would try to steal like Aladdin. I'd steal some fruit off like little stands out there. And I'd try to survive that way. Need to know news. Let's start with some serious stuff. Hurricane Maria. Like, how many hurricanes have we got going on here? That moved through the Dominican, which left mind-boggling devastation on the island. Now the eye of the Hurricane Maria is set to roll through Puerto Rico. Today it already is. It's a Category 5, guys.
We should be playing that old Baby Bash song. She got a body like a cyclone.
It's a hurricane.
Why aren't we even playing that?
So Maria has a body like a cyclone.
Yeah.
She
makes me want to do it all night long.
I think it's kind of sensitive. You don't want to like make fun of a hurricane like a Cat 5.
It's insensitive.
Five. I think, well, some people might be. Plus, like, don't, like, cyclones happen where? Like, in Japan or somewhere? Like, it
no, that's a tsunami.
No.
Where does a cyclone happen? I'm going to look it up.
Cyclones happen, I believe, like, in Japan or China. Like, it happens in a different part. It's the same thing as a hurricane, from what I remember, but I think it spins the other way. Like, it spins, like, clockwise, and I believe a hurricane goes counterclockwise.
Tropical cyclones also occur in various parts of the Pacific Ocean and can affect coastal regions of Mexico, Southeast Asia, Northeast Australia, and the South Pacific Islands.
There you go. So it's like on the other side right there. Like a hurricane's in the Atlantic Ocean there.
Yeah. They're saying they could be called a typhoon or a cyclone.
Look at that. Okay. So yeah, their public safety officer, commissioner said, you have to evacuate. Otherwise, you're going to die. I don't know how to make that any clearer. And another sign the world's ending. Did you guys see some of the video out of New Mexico yesterday?
Yes, that was so sad.
7.1 earthquake on the scale killed at least 226 people. I have friends that live in Evansville, Indiana. They said they felt part of the earthquake yesterday. I don't know if that was related or not.
I don't know either.
But they said they felt an earthquake. So maybe that's totally separate. But
oh, wait. Maybe it is the same thing.
I'm wondering. But they said they felt like a little mini earthquake in Evansville, Indiana yesterday. So that was insane. President Donald Trump had his first ever speech to the UN, full UN General Assembly on Tuesday. And he did not like mince any words. He addressed North Korea.
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Dang. Like, he's not playing. He's like,
he's going to be here. Well, he's going to be in the state of Indiana, but I don't know if it's Indy or where. They didn't specify where, but he is coming to Indiana next week. Yeah.
You excited about that? Like, goes like, what up, president?
Well, I wonder if it's going to be in Indy, I'd like to go, if you know, for to hear him speak or whatever, because he's the president. So I think that'd
be
interesting.
It'd be hard to actually probably get in, though. I mean, like, Trying to think, like, I think I went to one thing. I think when I was in Michigan, I saw President Obama at the time speak, and it was, like, barely able to get in there. Yeah. It's hard to get into things like that.
It is. You got to get there early.
I think it's cool, whether you like a president or not, to actually get to go see them talk.
Totally, yes.
All right. And then the thing that got a lot of people talking yesterday, and it was on Twitter and everything, is what he said about Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself. The United...
I can't believe he said that. He called President Kim Jong-un of North Korea Rocket Man.
That's literally so funny, whether you like President Trump or not. That is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Like, you can't deny that our president has a great sense of humor. I mean, that is funny stuff.
I can just picture him right now. I can just picture Kim Jong-un right now, like, on a rocket, like, flying through space.
I'm sure that really ticked him off, too, which is even better. He's such a terrible, awful person.
Because you're what? All right. Do you guys ever see yourself in some point of your career actually buying a house? Because none of us here actually own a house or actually making a mortgage payment.
Well, I had a realtor when we first moved here, and I looked at houses to buy, but I couldn't find anything that I totally loved, so I decided not to.
Dang. Okay. Well, then let me know if this is something your realtor offered you or something you'd maybe consider. A realtor in New Mexico is promising $500 worth of tacos to the person who buys the townhouse that he's representing.
That house must be hella haunted, because why else is he trying to bribe people like that?
Oh my God, I totally would do it for five, or what if it was like $500 in Chick-fil-A?
Okay, yes.
You buy the haunted house?
Like, yeah. Which, by the way, I tweeted something about this yesterday. Why is it that whenever houses are haunted, it's always ghosts from, like, the 1400s and stuff? Why don't we ever hear ghosts from, like, the early 2000s, like, that's hot, and, like, stuff like that at 3 in the morning?
Because they need a modern ghost.
We do need modern ghosts.
Because they got killed back in the day like that. Like, they got killed, like, tragically. Like,
yeah,
like,
do not come back for
another 500 years?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why is it that every haunted house, it's only ghosts from a certain time? It's not anyone from the 70s or the 80s. It's nobody else.
Ghosts from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Sounds like a radio station.
Ghost FM. We play all the hits.
Kesha would be on that station too. You know, she said she had sex with a ghost.
Yeah. Well, who else had got? Somebody else I know, like, said they like had sex with a ghost too, like a person. Which, like, how do you do that?
A friend of yours?
No, somebody. I don't even remember who it was, but they said, yeah, that a ghost, like, touched them or something.
They had sex with a ghost, and then they... Ghost,
like, in bed.
Then the ghost ghosted them.
Didn't even call back. Okay, the realtor said that he would even let the buyer choose the restaurant where they go get their tacos. And finally, if you're looking for some breakfast and you like to drink, a bakery in New Jersey called the Bagel Nook just started selling bagels that are made with Fireball whiskey.
Yuck.
Liv, the web girl's licking her lips over there.
Ew.
Well, you know, they live Fireball.
Fireball. Because of the cinnamon flavor, apparently it's going to be really good with their apple cream cheese. The shop didn't say how much alcohol's in each bagel, so I bet you it's not a lot.
I'm sure not.
But I don't know. Now I'm kind of hungry for some Fireball and a cinnamon bagel. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show.